and translated into English by Pastor Anita Chan. And the title of the sermon is Baptism, a Public Witness.
今日的信息是由陈天生牧师主讲, 题目是浸礼并非个人的事。
弟兄姊妹主内平安。
Blessing to all brothers and sisters.
今日是粤语堂本年度第二次的浸礼。
Well, today is our second baptism service of the year.
浸礼的意义是公开表明受浸的人愿意与主耶稣同死、同埋葬、同复活，藉住浸礼对个人来讲是有生命复活的意义。
Baptism is a public declaration of a believer's union with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. For the one being baptized, it signifies being raised to new life in Christ.
所以每个浸礼的新袍，我们叫新袍，即是他们今日出世一样，是出生命的重生，是新造的人。所以浸礼象征着他们愿意将旧的我死去，从水里面上来的时候，亦都等同拥有一个已经复活了的新生命。他们带着荣耀的盼望离开这个礼堂。For
every person being baptized today, this is a new birth, a new beginning as a new creation. Baptism symbolizes the willingness to let the old self die. As they come up out of the water, they're declaring that they now possess a new life of the risen Christ, leaving this place with the glorious hope that is theirs in Him.
今日受浸的每一个弟兄姊妹都是经历过神改变过的生命，所以新袍他只需要坐在这里，就已经是一个很美丽的见证。
Well, every baptized candidate here today has experienced God's transforming work. Simply just by sitting here, they testify the grace of Christ.
刚才我们所看的福音书经文带我们回到去2000年前。
The gospel passage that we read out earlier takes us back to 2000 years ago.
经文其中一个主角叫做拉撒路，他只是坐在那里，就产生一个很巨大的影响力。
One of the central figures is Lazarus. He simply sits there, but his very presence has a profound impact.
叫拉撒路从死里复活，是主耶稣公开侍奉生涯里面最后的一个神迹。拉撒路活着就是一个见证，因为众人都认定他已经是死了，但是他现在是死而复活。
The raising of Lazarus was the final public miracle Jesus performed before his crucifixion. Lazarus himself became living evidence of God's power. Everyone knew he had died. Now they could see him alive.
大家留意一下经文发生在什么时间呢？你如果有圣经在手，你看12章1至8节，是耶稣受膏这一段的记载。 12节随即就见到耶稣骑驴进入耶路撒冷，意思就是他准备受难。所以准确的日子可以计到就是耶稣复活之前的八日。Well,
notice when this event takes place, and if you have the Bible, you will find it in John chapter 12. It comes immediately after Mary anoints Jesus, and just before Jesus enters Jerusalem on a donkey, beginning the final week leading to the cross. And historically, this happens 8 days before Jesus' resurrection.
当你一路读约翰福音，以基督生平为一个故事的记载，去到呢一幕，你会见到当中呈现一股咧好大嘅张力，因为祭司长同犹太人领袖佢嘅杀机越嚟越重。
As you read John's Gospel as one continuous story, you begin to feel the tension building. The religious leaders are becoming increasingly determined to kill Jesus.
大家可以一起读第十节就知道噶啦。咁不如请 Anita
读啦。Well, if you read verse 10, it says, "So even the chief priest made plans to kill Lazarus."
第九节咧，好多人咧蜂拥而嚟咧，去到耶稣嗰度，点解咧？其实佢哋要睇下嗰个能够叫死人复活嘅耶稣系一个点样嘅人，重要就系要见识一下咧嗰个复活咗嘅拉撒路。
Well, you may question why? Well, in verse 9, it says the crowds were coming not only to see Jesus, but also to see the man who had been raised from the dead.
如果我们今天将这段经文处境化，就会变成这样了。我读一次给大家听。有许多人知道耶稣在 Main Church 就来了，不但是为了耶稣，也要看一班愿意与耶稣同死同复活的年轻人。
Well, if we were to place this in today's context, it would sound something like this.Many people heard that Jesus is here in the main church. Well, they came not only to hear about Jesus, but also to meet these young people who have chosen to die and rise with him through baptism.
在第十一节，因为耶稣和拉撒路影响很多犹太的群众。
Well, in verse 11, it explains why the leaders felt so threatened.
我读一读新汉语译本第十二章十一节。因为有许多犹太人为了拉撒路的缘故离开他们，相信了耶稣。即是说呢，不再跟那一班的宗教领袖，转而呢去跟耶稣。那班的宗教领袖、祭司，他们的影响力一路是被削弱。
Well, the scripture says that many Jews were leaving the leaders and believing in Jesus because of Lazarus. Well, in other words, people were no longer following the religious authorities. They were choosing to follow Jesus instead. The leaders were instead losing influence.
你看到这里，或者你会这样说，拉撒路没死到，耶稣帮了他，跟了耶稣，不过复活是他个人的事。他信就行了，其实不关其他人事的。他的个人经历跟我没什么关系。
Well, at this point you might think, Lazarus was raised from death by Jesus, and he followed Jesus. Well, his resurrection is his own personal experience. If he wants to believe in Jesus, that's his business. It has nothing to do with anyone else.
最多你会这样说，信耶稣都是好的。亦都系咧，戥你哋开心。世界上又多咗一个好人啦。
You might actually respond and saying, "Well, you believe in your Jesus. That's your choice, but it doesn't really affect me. There's just a good person in here."
呢句说话其实系咧，系一个中国近代文学家叫做林语堂先生咧，系最早讲嘅。
Well, The Chinese literary scholar Lin Yu Tang actually says something similar.
促使林语堂先生翻到教会，其实咧唔系一个理性嘅辩证，而系佢话咧系一个良心嘅直觉。林语堂先生从小就信耶稣，同今日咧受洗嘅年轻人一样。不过后来佢失落咗，转而咧去离开咗教会。但系经过信仰嘅探索。林先生65岁重返教会，他讲了一句话，他说做基督徒就是做一个好人，一个有用的人，世界上多一个基督徒就多一个好人了。
What prompted scholar Lin to return to Christianity is not theoretical argument, but rather is his intuition of his conscience. When he was young, heActually, believed in Jesus, but then he walked away, and he only returned to the church at the age of 65. And in fact, he says something like this: "The world is better off with one more Christian because it has one more good person."
林先生嘅讲法冇错，不过咧唔系好准确。第一，做基督徒嘅重点唔系做好人；第二，基督徒无论系唔系好人。亦都唔系佢个人嘅事，系关乎耶稣基督合一身体嘅一部分。
Now there's some truth in Lin's word, but not the whole picture. Firstly, being Christian isn't primarily about being a nice person, and secondly, Christianity is not a private matter, but rather it's about being a part of Christ's body.
大家唔好以为咧拉撒路复活系佢咧个人嘅事，又或者最多咧系令两个姐姐马大同玛利亚欢喜若狂。
We shouldn't think Lazarus' resurrection only matters to him, or maybe perhaps it brought joy to Martha and Mary, the sisters.
路加福音十五章七节话，一个罪人悔改喺天上也要这样为他欢喜。
Jesus mentioned in Luke chapter 15, it says that there is rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents.
不单止这样，另外最少有两方面是拉撒路的见证带来的震撼。第一，拉撒路的存在改变了很多犹太人的信仰。第二，拉撒路的见证改变了福音书发展整个的处境形势，甚至加速了耶稣的受难。
What we need to know is that Lazarus' testimony brought two incredible impacts. First, Lazarus' life transformed the faith of many Jews. And secondly, is that his testimony changed the development of the gospel story and accelerated Jesus' journey to the cross.
你睇第十一章四十五至到五十三节就知，因为嗰啲祭司长佢哋开始有一个具体嘅阴谋。让我们在这里尝试做一个角色扮演好不好？准备受浸的弟兄姊妹，你什么都不用做的。那呢？
We're going to do a little role play, and so those who are sitting here, you don't need to do anything, okay? Just sit still.
好，就好像拉撒路这样。我右手边这一班呢，是见证到他们生命的改变。如果你不知道，你看一本见证集就知道了。
Well, those, oh, sorry.
你们很想信耶稣，一会你要大叫三声，荣耀归主，耶稣是主，要越叫越大声，不过不要叫住，等我指示。
Okay, those sitting on the right, you are the people who have actually seen their life being transformed, and you are so moved that you want to believe in Jesus. And when I give you a signal, you're going to shout three times.Glory to God, Jesus is Lord. And each time, I want you to shout louder and louder. But don't start yet. Wait for Nathan's instruction.
左手边的弟兄姊妹或者会众，你们呢，见到右手边那班人被影响，你们就很生气，你们很憎耶稣。他们叫一声，你们想象一下你有什么感受，好不好？来了。
Those sitting on the left side, okay, you have seen the transformation, but the difference is that you are actually angry because every time they shout, you have to imagine that anger grows stronger and stronger to a point where you're just going to hate Jesus so much.
好，嗱，右手边。
And we're just going to start, okay?
嚟咯。
The right hand side.
荣耀归主，耶稣是主。一、二、三。荣耀归主。耶稣是主，嗱，大声啲唔够，荣耀归主。
耶稣是主，
再嚟咯，荣耀归主，耶稣是主。OK， 我唔知佢哋讲嘅时候，你哋有咩感受
？How do you guys feel on the left side？
你会唔会好憎嗰班人
？Are you angry, upset？
你想咧捉我落嚟打两巴
？Do you want to bring him down and slap him？
嗱，所以咧，其实坐喺度咧。或许你仍然未信耶稣，但你们不要太快憎我。你会不会尝试了解一下他们的见证呢？为什么他们这么有决心要跟随耶稣呢？
Perhaps some of you sitting here aren't Christian, and we just hope that you won't be too quick to reject or dismiss what you see. Instead, have you thought about and been willing to listen to their testimony? Why are these people?So determined to follow Jesus.
我哋有一本见证集，同埋一阵咧有新蒲欢迎会，我鼓励大家留低去睇一睇佢哋嘅见证。
Well, we have their testimony made into a little booklet, and we also love to invite you to stay behind as we celebrate and being able to hear their stories about how they become Christians.
喺福音书里面咧，拉撒路咧其实系冇任何嘅对话记录嘅。
Now, did you know that in the Gospels, there is no recorded conversation from Lazarus?
He was a silent witness. 但拉撒路的存在影响了神的工作。
But his very existence revealed and displayed the work of God.
原来经历过耶稣的人，有时坐在这里不用做什么事，就会令到反对耶稣的人很不高兴，很憎你。
Sometimes those who have encountered Jesus don't even need to do anything or say anything. Your transformation leaves alone can provoke a strong reaction that people might hate you.
拉撒路的复活并不是他个人的事，因为他牵动了不同人的反应。
Lazarus being raised from the dead was not merely his own story. It provoked different responses from the people around him.
今天是你们自己决定要受浸，亦都咧，并唔系你个人嘅事。
Well, today your decision to be baptized is a personal decision, but it isn't just a personal matter.
因为拉撒路嘅见证改变咗其他人嘅信仰。
Because Lazarus' witness changed the faith of others.
嘅圣经话，因为许多犹太人为咗拉撒路嘅缘故离开他们，相信了耶稣。
As the scripture says,Because of Lazarus, many of the Jews were turning away from their leaders and believing in Jesus.
你知唔知道你哋嘅信仰亦都将会改变其他人嘅信仰？重要嘅系只要你哋持守所信，义无反顾咁样跟住耶稣。
Do you know that your faith can also impact other people?As you hold firmly to what you believe and follow Jesus wholeheartedly, God can use your life to draw others to Him.
上个月咧，最后一个星期咧，系我其中一个家姐咧接受水礼洗礼。佢系咧屋企里面最早信主嘅一个，但系咧佢好快失落咗，冇翻教会。但系佢当年信主咧，令到我当年被影响，我去咧思考我嘅信仰。其后我的家人一个一个信主，我们整家人一家八口都信了主，而且也都受洗，包括我最敬爱的妈妈。这几年我的姐姐重新再追求信仰，为什么？是因为我妈妈临终的时候，临回天家的时候，她很语重心长地劝勉，劝她要回教会，要跟回耶稣。其实我们整个家庭的成员之间的信仰就是这样互相影响，互相牵动着。
Well, last month, one of my sisters were baptized, and she was the first in my family to believe in Jesus, although she later drifted away from her faith. Now, her faith journey was in fact the first one to actually let me to seriously think about Christianity. Over the years, one by one, eight of us in the family started to know Christ and we were all baptized, and that including my beloved mother. Now, before my mother passed away,She lovingly encouraged the sister that drifted away to come back to church. And my sister began seeking God again. You will notice that our faith is never just our own story. God uses one person's faith to touch the lives of everyone in my family.
拉撒路的经历绝对不是他私人的事。
Lazarus' experience was never just a private matter.
因为拉撒路个人的经历令到整卷福音书内容的发展产生了很微妙的变化。不单止他招致杀身之祸，亦都加速了耶稣受难。
Lazarus' personal testimony changed the course of the gospel story. It made him a target for death and even hastened Jesus' journey to the cross.
你们有没有想过你们信耶稣会招致杀身之祸呢？
Have you ever considered that your faith could one day cost you something, even being opposed or suffering?
根据最新宣教机构和国际人权组织的一些最新数据，去年在内及利亚，即是 Nigeria, 有超过3490人是殉道，而在北韩则是一个基督徒最危险的地方。
Well, based on the latest reports from mission organizations and international human rights organizations, more than 3,490 believers in Nigeria lost their lives because of their faith last year. Now, meanwhile, North Korea continues to be one of the most dangerous places in the whole world for Christians.
虽然是这样，但是很多经验过耶稣基督恩典的人仍然坚持去信靠，而且祝福着他们的族群。
Yet those who have truly experienced his grace continue to trust him faithfully and become a blessing to their communities.
客观的事实是，这个 Nigeria 和伊朗这些反对基督教的政府，就是基督徒增长最快的国家。这个不是我说的，是一些前线宣教士接触所看到的第一手资料。
The reality is this, in places like Nigeria or Iran, where Christians face strong oppositions, the church is still growing rapidly. Now, this is not my own claim, but first-hand testimony of missionaries serving in the front line.
信耶稣是生命的更新，是复活生命的开始，是你身边的人得到祝福的起点。
Believing in Jesus means a renewed life, the beginning of a new life in Christ, and it is also the beginning of blessings for those around you.
祭司长要杀害拉撒路，你们今天坐在这里，如果有人要杀害你，我不知道你有没有想过呢？
Now, the chief priest wanted to kill Lazarus because of the witness. As you sit here today, have you ever considered what if following Jesus came at a great cost?
有一天你会不会因为要自保而放弃信耶稣呢？
Now, one day when your faith is tested, would you choose self-preservation and forfeited Christ?
如果信仰只是跟自己有关，其实就会简单很多。
Now, if faith were only about ourselves, life would be a lot simpler.
但现实是，你们要进到世界，我们联系着整个世界。
But the reality is that Christianity is never private. God sends us into the world, and our lives are deeply connected to the lives of others.
有一件事呢，我想提醒你们八个人。
Well, there's one important thing that I would like to remind eight of you.
你们一起学道、一起成长的意义是什么呢？
What does it mean to learn and grow together?
经文背景是逾越节一同坐席，犹太人往往藉着节期互相的提醒，在信仰里面彼此扶持，同路人互相扶持，就会一起坐席，一起吃饭。
The background of today's passage is the Passover. Now, during this festival, God's people gather together to remember his saving work and to encourage one another in faith. They share the meal as fellow travelers on the journey of faith, supporting one another along the way.
你们都要结成为同路人，互相撑起对方，才能够站得稳。我鼓励你们有周期性的聚会，坐席，互相撑住，在信仰上面一起追求长进。如果有一天，其中一个不再想回教会，不再想聚会，其他七个一定要拉他回来。
Now, you need to become fellow travelers who encourages and hold one another up so that you can stand firm in your faith. Now, keep meeting together regularly, share life together, support one another and continue to grow together in your faith. If one of you stop coming to church or begins to drift away, the other seven should lovingly bring that person back.And that's what the family of Christ is about.
拉撒路的复活加速了耶稣的受难，揭开了耶稣走上十字架的序幕。当然我们都明白这个完全是在神掌握的计划之中。
Now Lazarus being raised from the dead hastened Christ's suffering and marked the beginning of the events that leads to the cross. Yet we understand that that was all within God's sovereign rule.
拉撒路复活的经文背景期间正正是逾越节。逾越节是庆祝以色列人得以自由、得释放，而耶稣即将受难，正正是要说明他是神的羔羊，正正是符合逾越节的象征意义。
The setting of Lazarus' resurrection was during the Passover. The Passover celebrated how God delivered the Israelites from slavery and brought them into freedom. Now, as Jesus approached his death and suffering, he revealed that he is the Lamb of God, the true fulfillment of what the Passover pointed towards to.
耶稣要牺牲他自己去释放他的百姓， 脱离因罪而失去的自由， 亦都脱离因罪而带来的死亡， 令到我们得到新生。
Jesus came to sacrifice himself to set his people free, freeing them from the bondage of sin and death, and bringing them into the new life he gives.
今日受洗的你， 亦都是同主一同死去， 旧的你死去， 就得到新生的自由。
For those by being baptized today, you are united with Christ in his death. You, your old self is being put to death, and you receive the freedom and the new life from Christ Jesus.
拉撒路复活的神迹加速了耶稣步上十字架的道路。 今日多了一班年轻人受洗归主， 愿意信主复活， 同样加速了主再来的日子。
The miracle of Lazarus' resurrection set Jesus on the path towards the cross. Today, as more people are baptized, coming to faith, and receive this new life, we are also witnessing God's kingdom advancing and looking forward to the day of Christ's return.
因为马太福音24章14节说，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民作见证，然后末期才来到。
In the Gospel of Matthew, it says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
受洗并不是你们个人的事情，这个对于整个雪梨的教会来讲，产生着微妙的变化。
Baptism is not merely a personal matter. It brings about a significant change within the wider church community in Sydney.
今日我们每一个参与崇拜的见证人，亦都有责任为你们的生命成长作出守望。Well,
today, every one of us serves as witnesses, has a responsibility to watch over, encourage, and support your growth in faith.
愿荣耀归于我们死而复活的主耶稣基督。
May glory be to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.